Welcome to the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. When it comes to your financial future, we believe the sky is the limit. We'll give you the proper tools to keep your engine portfolio running smoothly. Let us pilot the answers to some of your toughest financial issues. The Financial Flight Plan starts now.
Thanks for being with us for another edition of the Financial Flight Plan. Walter Storholt alongside Bree Reyes, investor coach and certified financial planner at Estes Financial Services, serving you throughout the Metroplex. Bree, great to talk to you once again. How's life treating you?
Hey, Walter, doing great today. I am so excited for this podcast.
Yeah, we've got a really good one today because we're going to be talking about some things that it's this concept that I think is helpful in many phases of life, Bree, not just when it comes to financial stuff. And that's all about things that we can control in life and then the things that we can control. I know that there's just plenty of life lessons to learn from this, right?
Oh, a ton. In fact, I was telling Tim earlier today, this was our podcast, and he started laughing because if you know me well, you know that I am the world's biggest worrywart. I mean, if there is an award for being a worrywart, I will get it. In fact, Tim goes around the office regularly singing Let It Go from Frozen to me.
Oh, my
now,
gosh.
He's never seen the movie, so he doesn't quite understand the purpose of the song in context. He just sings the Let It Go part.
I'm trying to envision Tim walking around singing that song. It's a typical picture.
I need to get a video of it next time and put it on the Estes Financial Facebook page because it is hysterical. But he does. He sings Let It Go to me at least twice a week.
Oh, that's great. You and I are kindred spirits then about needing to let things go or being worry warts. I don't know if I've shared this on the podcast before, but maybe now's a good time since we're talking about some of these things. When I was a kid, I actually ended up going to therapy, and I don't think it's anything scary to admit here. I ended up seeing a psychologist to talk about some issues I was having. I'm talking like when I was 8 or 9 or 10, somewhere in that range. And it was because I was scared of everything. I just had these ridiculous fears, and they ended up being kind of paralyzing to our family. They were things like thunderstorms, spiders, just anything. I was literally scared of what was going to happen. But I was also really scared of bizarre things like our family running out of money or having enough money to support XYZ. And, it got to the point where if there was a cloud in the sky, like we couldn't go outside because I thought there might be a thunderstorm and I might get struck by lightning and die. This is what all the fears were. And it was so easy to overcome that when we sought that help because basically he determined I had adult fears with a 9-year-old's ability to handle and process them. And my parents' initial reaction was to not, try to hide things from me. So if there were thunderstorms in the forecast, the reaction was, don't tell them about the thunderstorms. Let's try and keep it a secret. And what he said, no, you need to do it the opposite way. What he just wants is information. He just wants to kind of understand the things that he can't control. And he can take the things that he can control to aid in that understanding. So like with the thunderstorm example, he said, let him know that there's a chance of thunderstorms, but then arm him with the things he can control. So the information was helpful. Knowing what time there might be thunderstorms put me at ease. And then we had like a little emergency kit that we put together. And so that gave me comfort knowing that those things were there. So it's just
it's huge. And I think there are certain people that worry maybe more than others, but I think everybody has some concerns about the future, and especially when it comes to their investments. I'd be shocked if people didn't call me and said, I'm not concerned that I'm going to run out of money, because it's a real valid concern. And I think 90% of people have it. Now, whether they're willing to verbalize that or not, is
maybe a different story.
It's on them. Sure. But yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. So on the podcast, what we're going to do is give you some of these things that you can't control. We just have to admit that. But then also arm you with some things that you can control that will end up, helping you in dealing with the fact that you can't control something. So there's an easy one to start with, a very obvious one, Bree, and that would be that we can't control what happens in the market. As individual investors, we just have no control over that. But we can control how much market risk we expose ourselves to.
Exactly. And most people, this is the sad fact, most people don't know what their exposure to the market actually is. And then if they do know how much they have in the markets, maybe how much they have in equities, they don't know how much of that is in each sector. So you'll hear, if you're watching TV, one of those news channels, that are on 24/7. It boggles my mind. How can we have news 24/7? Anyway, you know, the Dow Jones was down XYZ number, or was up XYZ number. Well, how much does that really affect you? No one knows. Most people don't know. And if they do know, it's still, the media has sold it as bad news, bad news, bad news. It may actually be good news for your portfolio, depending on how you're allocated. But most people don't know that. So what you can do to control that fear, you know, the courage to change the things you can, is to come in, talk about your portfolio, and figure out exactly how much exposure you do have to the market and to which markets, because there's multiple markets. There's multiple indices to look at.
So many different things that you can use to kind of evaluate what's happening. And you're right about the perspective situation there. Yeah, just because the media says something is bad doesn't necessarily mean it's going to impact you the same way. I think that's really important to remember through probably a couple of these examples. Something else you can't control is how long you're going to live. Well, for the most part, of course. But you can't control how much emphasis you put on creating lifetime income streams that, I guess, kind of nullify that previous question. It doesn't matter whether you live to 120 or 75, you can put together a plan that works in either scenario.
Exactly. And the plan that you put in place also has to take in account what the future looks at. I mean, of course, we're going to ask about longevity. You know, you can control how long you live by eating right and working out, but who wants to do that? I mean,
that's no fun.
Sorry, make the joke. Earlier podcasts, we were talking about mac and cheese. So, you know,
that's right. We're trying to redeem ourselves from last week's podcast here.
We are. So you can control that type of thing, but, you know, you could be hit by a bus. Who knows? In this example, what we want to look at is creating lifetime income streams and making sure those lifetime income streams cover at least your essential expenses. Now, I know I've talked about this on the podcast before, but different people have different definitions of essential expenses. For example, we had a couple in here yesterday. The wife, Netflix, was an essential expense, must have.
Sure.
The husband, not so much. So that's something you need to talk about. You need to see exactly what your essential expenses are and how much you want of that money to be guaranteed covered. Meaning, if the market has a downturn, where are you willing to sacrifice? If you're not willing to sacrifice at all for your essential expenses, that's totally understandable. But you got to make sure that income stream, the income plan that we talked about last week, is going to be large enough to cover those essential expenses 100%. Does that make sense?
Makes a lot of sense. All of that does, certainly. So just be aware of those lifetime income streams, what you can do to control them so that you can not worry so much about your inability to control how long your life is going to be. You can't control what tax rates are going to look like in the future, Bree. We can try to predict them, but after all, we're just not going to be able to control what those really look like. But we can control how much of our wealth you leave in places that will be taxed into the future. And that's something that you mentioned a little while ago about being kind of in a we're in a tax deferral society right now. We like to put that thing off. That we don't want to pull that tax Band-Aid off in the near term. So we're kind of setting ourselves up for an issue down the road.
Oh, we definitely are. You know, no, you can't control tax rates, not unless you're a member of Congress. And then give me a call. I'd like to talk with you.
We have some suggestions to make, right?
I do. I have just a few suggestions, some minor tweaks, you know, just a couple of things.
Fantastic.
I guess you can control Congress with your vote, but your one vote really, you know, doesn't do as much as we'd like it to do.
Right.
So you can control how much you have in taxed now accounts. Those are, you know, joint accounts where you pay tax on the capital gains, you pay tax on income, you pay tax on dividends. You can control how much you have in taxed later accounts. Those are those qualified accounts. Those are your IRAs, your 401ks, your 403bs, your TSP, money that you put in tax deferred, and you're going to end up paying the taxes on when you take the money out. And you can control how much you have in the taxed never accounts. And if you don't know what those are, give us a call at the office. There's a couple of different versions of a tax never account. But you want to make sure that you've got money in each of those three buckets, and how much you have in each bucket is super important because you can control your income streams using those buckets.
Yep, another great point. So again, just a quick recap. We can't control the stock market. We can't control how long we're going to live. We can't control these taxes that we might be facing into the future. But we do have elements of different strategies that we can control that will at least eliminate some of the worry from those previous things. And last but not least, one other thing here, Bree, since we're talking about taxes, somewhat hand in hand with that and talking about the future, would be Social Security. And we can't control what it's going to look like years from now. But we can control how heavily our plan relies on Social Security. Too many people make it such an essential portion of it, right?
The history of Social Security, if you've ever studied the history of Social Security, it's fascinating. I just did a webinar on it, and those of you who are listening, I highly recommend signing up for the webinar. It's just kind of fascinating about what happened with Social Security. But at this point in time, basically, almost 60% of every dollar that's going into Congress is going out because of debt repayment, because of Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. I mean, there's not a lot left to run this country once they pay for those things. And Social Security, as of now, up to 85% of your Social Security is eligible to be taxed. Now, each case is different, and there's some factors that go into that, but up to 85% of the Social Security benefit you receive is eligible to be taxed. And a lot of people don't know that. What's worse is a lot of people, for most people, Social Security is their only guaranteed income stream. I mean, I was thinking about my paternal grandfather earlier this year, and not to dad, my biological father's dad, you know, he worked for Wilson Sporting Goods, and Wilson paid him a pension, and he and my grandmother were able to live off of that and have that nest egg. And unfortunately, most companies nowadays don't have that type of pension. You don't have that guaranteed income coming in anymore. The only guaranteed income you may have is Social Security. And the more emphasis that you put on that, like I said, our country's growing, the demographics are shifting, there's more of us that are older. So Rick Perry got in trouble a few years ago when he ran for president because he compared, he got in trouble a couple of times, but one of the reasons was he compared Social Security to being a Ponzi scheme. And the way a Ponzi scheme falls apart is there's less people putting money into the Ponzi scheme than are pulling money out. It's kind of how they always fall apart, Madoff being one of them. Well, Social Security is kind of hitting that Ponzi scheme level. Rick Perry was right. I don't say that often, but I don't give enough credit. He's a fellow Aggie, so I kind of tease, but the Ponzi scheme Social Security analogy was 100% correct. The way our country is growing is that we are going to have more people pulling out of Social Security than we have putting into Social Security. And that's terrifying. When it comes to financial planning nowadays, I don't, for people that are Gen X, Gen Y, what I don't know what they call us anymore, millennials, whatever they call everybody younger than Boomer, I don't really even put in Social Security as a income stream because I'm not guaranteed it's going to be there.
So treating it basically just bonus if it is there.
Yeah, if it happens, it's a fabulous, fabulous bonus, but you really shouldn't depend on it for your financial plan because rather than raise taxes, they could raise the amount that's taxed on your Social Security. There's a lot of different things the government can do to make sure it's funded, and Social Security is a big, big thing for them.
Fascinating to look at all the different angles, look at these things that we can't control, and then using the things that we can to arm ourselves against that concern, that worry, those frustrations that arise from the things that aren't within our power, aren't within our control. And I think there's only one appropriate way to end the podcast today, Bree, and that would be to just say, let it go, let it go. I'm not going to actually sing the song, but...
Or the serenity prayer. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the... And that's the big deal. The courage to change the things you can. There are some things in here you can change. There are some ways you can help yourself here. And if you need help doing that, give our office a call. And then the wisdom to know the difference.
Yep. Huge. If you want to give that call to Bree Reyes, Tim Estes, the great team at Estes Financial Services, serving you throughout the Metroplex here, 817-444-8402 is the number to dial. That's 817-444-8402. You can also go online to estesfinancial.net and on Facebook and Twitter, LinkedIn as well. Those different resources all there for you. Or again, estesfinancial.net, the website to go to check out the great team at Estes Financial Services. Bree, as always, thank you so much for sharing with us some of those details, for arming us with some power to use against the unknown and the things we can't control in financial and retirement planning. And we'll look forward to another great podcast with you soon.
Awesome. And everybody, go out and lead an abundant life.